AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at the COP27 Climate Summit in Egypt.
We're racing forward to do our part to avert the climate hell that the UN Secretary General so passionately warned about earlier this week.
President Biden talked about the U.S. getting out of the Paris Climate Accord during the Trump administration and getting back in during his administration, and what he is doing to deal with climate challenges.
And the sum total of the actions my administration is taking puts the United States on track to achieve our Paris Agreement goal of reducing emissions 50 to 52% below 2005 levels by 2030.
The president argued good climate policy is good economic policy. Today is Veterans Day, and with President Biden in Egypt, First Lady Jill Biden hosted a Veterans Day breakfast at the White House. She announced new support for children who live with wounded service members and veterans. Vice President Kamala Harris will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Across the world, nations paid respect with moments of silence and solemn ceremonies for the fallen soldiers in World War I and ever since on Armistice Day. And battle cryptocurrency exchange FTX, short billions of dollars, is seeking bankruptcy protection following its collapse this week. FTX had agreed earlier this week to sell itself to a bigger rival, Binance, after experiencing the cryptocurrency equivalent of a bank run. Customers fled the exchange after becoming concerned whether FTX had enough capital. A judge in Scotland ruled a man who had spent almost a year fighting extradition to the U.S. is Nicholas Rossi, a fugitive alleged to have faked his own death to escape rape allegations. Russia relinquished its final foothold in a major city in southern Ukraine, Kherson, allowing Ukrainian forces to move cautiously toward reclaiming the country's only Russian-occupied provincial capital in what would be a major morale-boosting victory. This is AP News. A vocal climate activist will not be at the COP27 summit in Egypt. She has decided to stay home.
My name is Greta.
Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg took part in her usual Friday for Future protest in Stockholm.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Thunberg tells the AP her decision to remain in Sweden was due to the limited space dedicated to activists in Egypt.
I think it's important that those who actually get to go there are the ones who need to be heard.
She says with a shrug, climate change voices need to remain strong at these conferences.
If we don't have the public pressure from the outside that we need, the COPs as they are now are not going to lead to anything big.
Thunberg says climate change has taken a back seat in the world to worries over the pandemic and the war in Ukraine.
It's not a question of feeling, it's like we can measure how much this is being talked about and how much is mentioned in the media, and of course we've seen a decline since the start of the pandemic.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.